from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for clicking download. Oh, on the TV news right now, they're showing the final stages of the Lightning game on the weekend.
Oh, devastating.
Oh,
don't
Steph
show us
goes
again.
For the super shot and misses. Oh, she could have won the game.
Anyway, enjoy the show or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's put a real damper
on it. I know,
right.
Sorry. All right, well, the show's fun, okay?
Show's great, actually. I really enjoyed today's show. Very loose.
Very loose.
We've forgotten a few radio rules to do this show today.
Loose for a Monday, too. Usually we're not loose on a Monday. Usually we're loose on a Friday.
We're very loose on a Friday.
Mainly because we don't.
Maybe it's the beers that we're consuming on a Friday.
Could be. All right. Well, yeah, we talk about Happy Gilmore. We talk about Bandle, our favourite game. And broccoli stalks getting too long.
And I was gross about broccoli too.
Oh, you.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I apologise.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now, some big news over in the US late last week as they had their first presidential debate for this new campaign. It was Trump v. Biden. A lot of rambling from both sides. Anything that I've seen, all the little clips, I go, gee, there's hours of this.
What I just don't get is that country has 350 million people in it.
Yeah.
Can't they find two better candidates?
Can't they find
who
two younger,
elderly men?
Younger candidates.
I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't know why it's mid 70s or above is what you have to be. But anyway, so I have put together, because I've seen a couple of bits and pieces, and I know how much have you seen of the debate?
Just the parts where Biden rambles and loses his way.
Okay.
The funny bits.
So most of it.
And Trump says something crazy.
I've actually put together some quotes from the debate. And I've mixed them up with quotes from Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore.
Oh, banger of a movie.
Great movie. So I've come up with a new game.
Oh, okay.
I have no name for it. It's just called Debate or Happy Gilmore. You have to pick what the quote is from.
Okay. Hit me.
He can't do it. He can't hit the ball 50 yards.
Happy Gilmore. No.
No.
Aww.
It's from the debate. Pretty
what
sure it was Trump
Happy's...
about Biden.
Oh, yeah. I suppose Happy can hit the ball. He just can't
he
putt.
Can.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the problem. That's his issue.
What about this? I can't believe you're a golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
The debate?
Nope. Happy Gilmore.
No.
Jeez, 0 from 2. Okay, what about this one? I just won 2 club championships.
I'm going to say that Trump said that.
He did. Well done. That's a point. That is a point.
Sounds like a flex he'd do.
Okay, what about I will play him in golf if he can carry his own clubs?
Debate.
Yeah, debate.
And let me guess, Trump said that once again?
Biden said that about Trump. Yep. What about this? You hit a ball past my ball and we'll get straight to work.
If that is debate, I'm concerned, but I'm going to lock in debate.
It's Happy Gilmore.
Oh, thank goodness.
So you're 2 from 5. Okay, let's make this 50-50 with this final one. I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him.
Debate.
It is a debate. 3 from 6. Okay, one final one.
Oh, okay.
Because we can't have you having 3 from 6 because you'll claim that as a win.
I'll claim, yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. It's a pass.
Okay. Final one. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can count. Good for you.
Please don't tell me that's debate.
It's not a debate. It's Happy Gilmore.
Oh,
3 from 7.
Goodness.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
What's happening around Caloundra at the moment, the kind of Golden Beach area? In fact, this morning, some heavy stuff went down.
Yeah.
A man allegedly drove a car into a house. He didn't drive the house, no.
Sorry?
Car into a house.
Yes.
And then legged it into the water, swam out to a houseboat. There was allegedly a standoff with police. He's now been taken into custody. Hectic morning, right? And thoughts going out to the people who own that house.
What was his goal with that? Into international waters?
No,
can he do that?
I think he was just trying to
get away.
And from all reports, he wasn't of sound mind. But look, that's not what I've wanted to
hang on, are you saying that a regular person doesn't just drive a car into a house and then swim away?
Allegedly.
Speak for yourself.
I'm no criminal law professional. But that's not the chaos that I want to focus on in Caloundra right now, Tassie.
More Caloundra chaos.
Someone has posted, in fact, I'll name them, Neville, has posted in what's happening in and out around Caloundra.
Mm-hmm.
And what Neville has posted about, in my eyes, travesty. A matter of serious concern happening in a famous Caloundra supermarket. As time goes on, I've noticed blood pressure rising around the broccoli counter. Irate buyers are up in arms about the ever-increasing length of the broccoli stalks, the most useless part and heaviest part of a broccoli. When you buy a carrot, you can eat 99.9% of it.
Yeah.
And how, for peace's sake, not Pete's sake, I hope these ladies don't ever form a movement. I don't know what the ladies' part is.
Okay.
But
and
he's mad
movement?
About the length of the stalk of broccolis, and I'm with Neville on
you're,
this.
And you're paying for weight
yes.
when it comes to veggie.
Yes.
But you don't want the you don't want the little balls of the broccoli, do you? What are they called?
I don't know, Taz. I'm just going to leave you in this little...
Ellie, you know what I...
What they, little balls of the broccoli?
They're very light, aren't they?
You have gone red right now. What little balls are you referring to, Taz?
Rest of it. Not the stalk.
Yeah.
The little tiny flowers. Of
florets, I believe
they're
called.
Thank you.
But God, it was fun to watch you flounder for a bit there. No, absolutely. The lengths of the stalks.
Don't cancel me, Sunkos. I mean, we can all say balls of broccoli and move on, all right, surely.
Can we?
That's the name of today's show, Balls of Broccoli.
Okay, you know all what? Right. I'm not even going to go back into the girthiness of the stalks then. If you're going
to... The shaft. The shaft.
Ellie and Taz. Yeah. On 91.9 CFM.
A couple of weeks ago, Ellie and Big Boss Benny, they ganged up on me, Sunny Coast. It was very unfair. I'm going straight
to
HR. I'm filling out some forms.
Ganged up. Such a strong term for what we did.
Am I on Survivor? Because I was blindsided.
We were wing-manning you.
Yeah, right.
We were doing it for your best interests.
Okay, so I'm on the dating apps, Sunny Coast, mainly because it's Radio Gold on there. Let's just say that for a start. But yes, so Big Boss Benny has a 3-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And Benny asked him, he goes, look, if you were to try and impress a girl,
mm-hmm.
what would you say to this girl? And so the 3-year-old came up with some great pickup lines.
Want to share a muesli bar?
That's my favourite. That's my favourite of the three. That's so good.
What about this one?
What about nuggets and sauce?
Some good, solid lines.
These are genuine. A 3-year-old has given me these pickup lines. They've both been food related so far.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one?
The third one was about hot chips.
Oh, you don't have the audio
for that
one?
I don't have the audio for that.
Yes.
The
third one is how good are hot chips? So you challenged me to use these.
Mm-hmm.
I've used them on matches. On a particular dating app.
Mm-hmm.
First one was...
Want to share a muesli bar?
That was a couple of weeks ago. And I did get a response.
Yeah, you did.
So that was... We were one from one for there. The second one...
What about nuggets and sauce?
Ended up going pretty well as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it did.
Got a conversation, moved it over to Instagram even.
Mm-hmm.
It's since fizzled.
Aww.
We haven't ended up getting nuggets and sauce.
Oh, well, that's where you got to take it to the next level.
Totally. Maybe we need to get the 3-year-old back on here.
Yeah.
Did end up using the final pickup line, how good are hot chips?
Great. Okay, I'm excited to hear how this one's going to be going.
I don't want to say this is a success. I did get a reply.
Okay.
Have a listen to this. So she's messaged first saying, hey.
Mm-hmm.
I've then
not a solid start from her. I'm going to come right
okay,
out and say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, actually, firstly, I wouldn't have warranted, that doesn't warrant a response.
Yeah,
hey,
you've
is got to
be a bit more creative.
Even just how are you?
Mm.
Like, that's still not great, but I'd probably respond better to that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I've hit her with how good are hot chips and then the hot chips emoji.
Good use of emoji.
Love an emoji.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gone, good. keep it down in here.
Honestly, this chat is heating
up. So let me take you through. If you've missed it, because it did move quickly, that conversation. Hey, from her.
Yeah.
Me, how good are hot chips?
Yeah.
The emoji, don't forget the emoji.
Yeah.
Good. That was 2 days ago.
And you haven't responded to good?
Ice cold.
You know what? You got to go back at her and hit her with a...
Want to share a muesli
and
bar.
And see what she says, I think.
Ellie and Taz. Hey, hey, hey. on 91.9 CFM.
Now, hey, I just went out to the bathroom before and saw a guy who works with us coming up the lifts, and
yes.
He said, hey, just so you know, there's a whole bunch of police outside the building right now, the Kentucky building in Maroochydore, which is where we are.
Here we go.
And you have had a message from one of our loyal listeners saying the same thing. So we thought, let's follow this up, but we should preface this by saying we have none of the actual details of what's going on.
This is all just rumour at this point,
exactly.
Which we love. We love a bit of rumour. Our friend of the show, Alana, hello.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're well, thank you. Now, you are our eyewitness account of what's happening outside the Kentucky building right now. Can you can you run us through what you saw go down?
Well, first of all, I was worried because it was near the building, so I didn't know what was going on. So we were walking past and there's five or six police cars that are blocking off a street and they've got a car and they arrested someone. Someone tried to steal thousands of dollars worth of merchandise from the plaza. He ran across the road, but he dropped stuff on the way and tried to get away, and they got him. So it all happened so quick. They were there so fast. It was, and yeah, so I was asking all the shopkeepers about what was going on because I was worried about you guys.
Oh, that was why you messaged. You were worried about us, Alana.
A little bit. It's Monday. It doesn't happen on a Monday.
No, it doesn't. It's a Friday activity in Maroochydore.
Yeah.
That's it.
So,
it's pretty exciting.
You didn't think I'm going to be a hero here and apprehend this offender, alleged offender?
Ellie, I just got my hair done. And I wasn't going to do that.
That's fair.
So you know what it's like. You know how much it costs. I'm not getting that ruined straight away.
Absolutely.
Alana, I do have one question from your story. You said that he perhaps dropped some stuff when he was running away. Have you looked to see if there's, like, it's like a treasure now in Maroochydore?
I'm so looking because, you know, finders keepers.
Exactly.
Finders keepers. Losers weepers.
That's right.
I need a new car. No,
you didn't actually do the stealing. So, something on the side of the road. It's fine.
I thought you were just asking me, Ellie, if I did. And I was saying, no, of course it wasn't me. No. I thought that's what you were asking me. No.
No, I'm just making excuses for you taking the stuff.
She does know a lot about the crime.
Yes.
So.
If you look out your window, you'll see all the cars. There's a stack of them.
Well, Alana, your eyewitness account has been phenomenal. Thank you. I'm glad you're safe and you
welcome.
Pulled through. I'm sure we'll see the story in the papers tomorrow.
And walk out together when you leave so you're safe.
All right. I'll get my big bodyguard, Taz, to walk me home.
Enjoy your new hair, Alana, as well.
Oh, thank you. It better not rain.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
A lot of news, a bit crap news really, from Paris at the moment as we head towards the Olympics. Only a couple of weeks away until the Olympics start. Do you know the main river that goes through Paris?
The Paris River. That one?
The river,
Fromage River?
So it's the River Seine.
Ah, of
okay,
course.
Big river, and it's actually known for being quite a dirty river.
Like the Yarra in Melbourne.
Is it that bad down in Melbourne as well?
Oh, yeah, it's brown.
Well, this one, because Paris is such an old city too, and it's been built around this river for so long, it's a bit ugh. And so it's a recent report has actually said that the water was still too dirty to swim in just over 5 weeks out from the first triathlon event from the Olympics.
Oh.
So the government spent over, it's in euros here, but 1.4 billion euros just on the river water quality alone.
Jeez.
To try and make the river swimmable so that the, you know, world's best swimmers can swim in it, right?
E. coli in their lungs.
And there's been a bit of a protest online. A website's been created. They were counting down to a date that the mayor and the president of France were going to swim in the river to prove that it's good enough quality. They've gone, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. A website has been set up saying that you've spent so much money on this that our city's going to ruin pretty much. You're not spending it where you should be. That billion should have been spent on welfare of your citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've said, let's poo in the River Seine, on the 23rd of June. So just over a week ago.
No.
This created so much of a stir online and on the streets of Paris that the Paris mayor, Anne Hidalgo, and the president, Emmanuel Macron, have actually delayed their swim in the river.
Because they're worried people are going to poop in...
The poo protest. The poo protest. So they've postponed the poo protest until these two politicians tell them a date. So when they say, oh, we're going to swim in the river to prove that it's good, they're going to have thousands of people taking dumps in the river. So it's a lose-lose for Paris at the moment.
It's just...
Apparently, even after the billion that's been spent, the report says it's still too
not swimmable.
Dirty. Yeah.
Have you ever seen anyone do an aqua bog?
I haven't seen the person do it, but I have definitely
seen one float
in a kid's pool. When I was a kid. Yeah, that happens all the time.
It's not a like pretty thing to do.
No.
When you just dangle your bum yep. off the side of a boat, or in this yep. case, off the side of a riverbank.
Yes.
And pop a turd in there. So Paris is supposed to be the city of love.
So the website has the slogan on it. They have plunged us into poo. It's their turn to plunge into our poo.
God. What is the world coming to?
Ellie and Taz yeah. on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, I stumbled across a post in Useless, Unsuccessful and or Unpopular Signage, which is a Facebook group I'm a part of.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on. I am joining that right now. What's
it
called?
Best. Useless, Unsuccessful and or Unpopular Signage.
Unpopular Signage.
It's such a good Facebook group. Get around it. But the reason that this
it's
one
got
picked...
967,000 members. Almost a million people.
Yeah, it's great. People do posts from all over the world, which is why it stood out to me when I saw a post from Bribie Island, Queensland. It's a picture of a sign that's been posted at an Airbnb that someone's staying in.
Yeah.
And the sign says, to keep birds off chairs, don't remove rubber snakes. They've then taken photos of toy rubber snakes that are placed on the on the outdoor table.
Yes.
And a massive python one wrapped around the pillar of the house.
That is phenomenal. These are the snakes that you'd scare kids with and
yes.
stuff. They're exactly the same.
Imagine rocking up at an Airbnb that you've paid money for, you're going on holiday.
Hey, you're going to have to keep the snakes there. Don't remove the snakes.
Like, what do you do? I would remove the snakes. I don't want to be, I'm scared of snakes.
How many birds are there that they'd rather have fake snakes on their table?
Right. Like, let the little plovers come and sit there for a bit.
If there's two or three pigeons, who cares? Yeah. I would stop 100 pigeons yeah. with fake snakes.
Yeah.
10, 12, who cares?
Is that also a thing? Do fake snakes, like, have you ever seen that anywhere else, fake snakes?
No, I've never seen. Actually, to keep birds away, I've often seen those owls and things yeah. on the top of buildings in Brisbane.
Work,
I looked in Brisbane. I go, what the hell's that? Oh, it's just to keep the birds away.
Yeah, I don't reckon they work. If anyone yeah. has intel on whether those things work, 545-9919.
That's right.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They use them up above the food court.
No
They've
way.
Got those little owl and hawk things.
And does it work?
There's still some pigeons.
Well, you know what they've got to try. Rubber snakes.
Rubber snakes.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
It's bandle time, baby.
I'm excited. It's our favourite part of the show, Sunny Coast. It requires zero legwork from us because it is actually a website that we play along with you. 545.
We work really hard, though.
Well, we work hard in other areas, just not in bandle. 545-11919. If you want to have a guess at today's mystery song, when you think you know what it is split into instruments, drums, bass, electric guitar, synth, and then backing vocals, and then we'll get a clue if we get that far, but I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, it says it's easy today, so fingers crossed.
And we're only going back 4 years. Today's song is from 2020.
If you know it, 545-11919, we've got tickets to our preview screening of the new movie Twisters up for grabs. All right, layer number one.
I mean, if it's 2020...
Ooh, that part's a little bit of fun, isn't it?
What's it going to be? Is it going to be The Weeknd? Is it going to be Imagine Dragons 2020? Maybe not. Like, you can kind of work
Meghan
out...
Meghan Trainor? When was she? Yeah. Nah, she was before then, I think. Oh, 2020. That was my first year.
Not many songs came out in 2020.
Yeah, true. COVID songs.
Yeah.
Is it Get on the Beers? Remember that song? Beers.
Get on the beers.
That was my favourite song of 2020. All right, layer number two.
It's 545-11919 Sunny Coast. When you think you know what it is,
it's a collaboration between like six artists from memory.
You could be scoring tickets to our Twisters preview screening. Don't blurt it out, Chaney. We need to let the Sunny Coast work it out.
I know, but I feel like
I got nothing from that.
All right, let's go to the next layer.
I had it.
Okay.
I had it for a split second. Why does the brain do that? If it has it, why does it take it away?
Tazzy, I tried to Google this the other day. Your brain like tickles when you think you know something.
You
it's on the tip of your brain.
No, you can see it. You have the words there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it disappears. Where does it go?
I don't know.
And
why
does
it go? We need
to
get a neurologist on and break that down. All right. Oh, look, someone's called through.
All right. Do we want to... Let's go straight to Dadilabar. Who have we got here?
Coben.
Hey, Coben. You reckon you know which song this is?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Is it Levitating?
Levitating. Oh, if it's a Dua Lipa song,
no.
Taz will not recover from this if he didn't get it and you did.
I can hear it now as well.
Let's play the next layer in the meantime.
It's totally levitating. Coben,
come on, dance with me.
Congratulations, mate. You've won today's bandle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How quickly did you get that, Coben?
After the second layer.
He's good. He's a true Dua Lipa fan, Tazzy.
We'll call him Bandle Boy.
Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Right now, though, we are asking the question, 545-11919, what have you bought from or sold to a celebrity?
I really hope we get a call saying someone's bought like a lock of hair from...
Oh, no. I'm not saying gross stuff. You might have been selling a car.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, hang on, Hugh Jackman's buying it. Hugh Jackman's wife's buying it. Like, we'll take that. 545-11919, what have you sold to or bought from a celebrity? Because there's a story going around on TikTok at the moment from a chick who buys and sells clothing on Depop.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of like a clothing eBay kind of thing.
Yeah.
But she ended up getting this message.
It starts with this message I get on Depop asking me if I can overnight a package, and I wasn't even in town, so I politely declined. After I decline, they're like, by the way, I'm a stylist for Sabrina Carpenter. She wants to wear this for her 25th birthday. I'm screaming. I'm scrambling. I get my sister to send out the package. Her birthday comes. Her birthday passes. It's the next day. I'm like, okay, she probably didn't end up wearing it. And then I see this on Instagram. This is actually insane. I've only been doing Depop seriously for around a year, and I've already gotten the opportunity to style Sabrina Carpenter. Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Good like, good on her. Cool story.
Great story. Sabrina has the number one and two songs in the world at the moment.
Yeah.
Espresso and Please, Please, Please. She's on everybody's lips right now. And she got to send through the gold dress that Sabrina wore on her birthday.
Would we say she had the opportunity to style Sabrina Carpenter?
She didn't get to choose.
Line really gets me.
Yeah, no. Somebody else is...
style her.
Somebody else is styling.
Yes. I've only been doing it for a year, and now I've got the opportunity to style her. No, you didn't. You just sold her something.
You had the opportunity to dress her. Mm-mm. Sort of.
You sold her a dress. That's all it is. Let's go to Sherry in Noosa. Hello, my friend. Have you bought or sold from a celeb?
Well, actually, he came into the barber shop, and I sold him obviously a haircut and a beard trim. A little bit of product, and it was Shane Jacobson.
Uh-huh.
And he said to me, the producer, and he said to me, what's your favourite movie? And I said, oh, darling, Ladies in Black. Oh, you know, he says. I said, oh, you're the main character, one of the main male characters. He said, that's right. And I said, it's a fabulous movie. It's my favourite. He'd become a client after that.
Oh, lovely.
So you didn't know that it was him before you had that conversation, or were you just trying to play it cool?
No, he was doing a different role, so he looked completely different. And he dresses different, you know, will wear a hat or something, so you don't notice him as much. But now with his beard and moustache and haircut, I wouldn't miss him in the street, no.
I feel like in with long hair and Sherry hasn't recognised him and she's cut his hair and about three quarters of the way through she's gone, hang on a second, look at you.
I recognise that face.
I recognise you.
Was that the case,
Jess? He's a lovely, lovely man.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.